Blog Talk Radio.
You are inside Honey Soul Radio. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride as we add some honey to your flavor and sweeten your erotic senses. Honey Soul Radio, welcome.
Take it on. Baby, take it all off. I want you the way you came into the world. I don't want to feel no clothes. I don't want to see no panties. Take on that brassiere, my dear. Everybody's gone. We take the receiver off the phone. Because maybe you and me, this night, we're gonna get it on. So love. You know, I get in these moves and the way you know how it is. I'm very glad to know that you feel the same way too. Baby, we're gonna lay here and we're gonna make love and we're gonna do it like it's supposed to be done. Heaven only knows what goes on behind closed doors. The very depths of our soul will reach out tonight. You and me, baby.
welcome to this show on internet radio, Honey Soul Radio. I am your hostess, sex coach and love connoisseur, the Honey Diva. And in this episode of Honey Soul Radio, we are going to go in on how to eat the pussy. That's right. We are going to talk with our brother, our dear soul sexual revolutionary, Dr. Mutwas. And he's going to bring us a science, a proper science, on the do's and don'ts concerning oral pleasure, taste, lubrication, and sexuality. So, brothers, we need you to listen up. If you want to chime in and get in on this delicious conversation, you can do so by calling 323-784-3608. Or you could visit us online in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/honeysoul. Now, our very special sexual health and healing revolutionary, Dr. Mutwas, is a sixth generational healer. He is the author of The Hood Laws and The Immortality Guide. He has earned the title The People's Healer for sharing his ancient knowledge of healing and wisdom to encourage others to heal themselves. He is the host of the People's Healing Church on Blog Talk Radio. He is also known as the Right Reverend Dat Nigga and the founding and presiding minister of the Nigga Church and the author of the Nigga Sutra, a book on black love, holistic healing, and sacred sexuality, soon to drop 2013. So we're going to go ahead and bring in Dr. Mutwas. How you doing, Dr.?
Hey, baby, what's up?
How you feeling this evening?
I'm always relaxed when I'm getting ready to get into some pussy.
Okay, so I take it that you didn't did your tongue exercises and everything, so you could go ahead and just, you know, dive on in, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I don't dive right in. I take my, you know, you have to set the pussy up and before you dive in. You know.
Okay. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about that. How do you set the pussy up? And first, I want to ask you something. I actually got the word pussy from you. Everybody calling it pussy, you know, vagina, coochie, cunt, and all these other words. But you explicitly call it pussy. And I believe you had went as far as to give us a theory on it looking like an eye, especially when you're looking at it sideways. So go ahead and give us your interpretation of puss eye.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't take credit for it. I got that from my pops, and he called it puss eye. So, you know, I'm a sixth generation pussy eater, you know.
Okay.
Puss eye eater, and that's what he used to call it. So because he said it was a great eye. You know what I mean? You look at it, and it's the great eye of, that's on the pyramid, the great eye of Ra, you know, the great enlightening eye. And so there was a lot of shit behind it on the real. So he called it the great, actually the whole name was the great puss eye. That's what he would call it, the great puss eye. So that's the theory behind the great puss eye. And so, heretofore known as the pussy. Much respect to the pussy.
So that was actually passed down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The knowledge of the pussy was passed down.
Right. You know.
So how important. You from a line of what, Doc?
See, a line of pimps and preachers.
Okay. Okay. Now I want to ask you, how important is it for the knowledge and the divine knowledge to be passed down from one good brother to another when it comes to the pussy?
Well, it's real important, you know, because if you don't know how to eat pussy, you're going to lose your woman. Let me tell all them lame motherfuckers out there. If you don't know how to eat pussy, as most folks like to call it, but if you don't know how to eat the pussy, you will lose your woman. It won't be long. Especially if you don't know how to fuck. If you don't know how to lay pipe, you better know how to eat the pussy. Something to keep your woman with you, keep her to you like glue, keep her coming back. So it's extremely important that this skill be learned, and then when it's learned, it's passed down. And right now, the problem today is a lot of lame niggas do not know how to eat pussy, or even worse, they don't even like to eat pussy.
Oh.
I didn't even know they still made motherfuckers like that until I started running into them. Like, wait a minute,
yeah.
Motherfucker.
Where did your ass come from? Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know you ain't no nigga.
You don't want to pay homage to this good shit, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm looking at this motherfucker. I'm like, shit, ever since I came from the pussy, I've had the scent on me and I can't get away from it.
And, you know, I want to say that I had brought that up in another show about us being sexual beings and it being very natural. We're sexual by nature. And our actually first sexual experience is coming out of the vagina, out the yoni, out the pussy. That's our very first sexual experience. And if you even want to go farther back than that, when your mama and your daddy got together to make your ass, you know. So
right.
It was sexual even then. So the spirit came down, you know, through that sexual activity. But to actually pass through, everybody has passed through vagina. Everybody has tasted it coming out. And then I would say that your second sexual experience would be, you know, sucking on your mother's breast.
There you go.
You know?
There you go.
So all these things are very, 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 very relevant. And I want you to inform us on what is the proper way to begin getting the pussy stimulated so that you can actually begin the licking and the sucking process. Now, I need to tell you, brothers, this show is real relevant. You know, Doc, you know, he clowns, he jokes, that's what he does. He's also a comedian. I clown, I joke. Y'all know that. I'm not no stand-up comedian, but I clown. So anyway, but I'm going to tell you, this is very, very important because there is an actual science to this, and you need to know how to get down. So if you are slacking in your macking or tricking in your licking, you really need to be listening to this show. Now go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, like how you set that up, baby. So
yeah.
We clowning, but we serious about this pussy eating.
Yes.
So don't get it twisted. I mean, because first let me do a caveat emptor. Who this is not for? This is not for all the expert pussy eaters out there. This show ain't necessarily for you per se, because I know a lot of motherfuckers like, I don't need no motherfucker to be telling me how to eat no pussy. I already know how to do that. That's cool. No problem there. But what it is listen up for your lame-ass motherfucking friends that don't know how to eat no pussy, though. You know there's many of them out there that need some motherfucking help. So this information could be passed on, and brother to brother, we need to be passing this information on amongst one another, especially to those brothers or younger brothers that we care a lot about. You know, I've been teaching my son how to eat pussy since he started to get sexually interested. And that's, we talking about like 10, 11, 12.
Right.
You know, he's 18 now. You see what I'm saying? So this information may not be for you, but it could be for somebody that you know definitely need this information. So if you're an expert pussy eater, just, you know, just chill, just listen to the information, and whatever you can get that you know you can pass on, do that. This is also not for all the lesbians who know how to eat pussy. It's a lot of lesbians who start eating. There's more pussy than men now. No problem. That's because of the economy. You know, we in a bad economy now, and because of the culture, you know, good dick is at a premium. So a lot more women are eating pussy because it's in more abundance. No problem with that. This ain't for y'all, per se. But for those people that you know that need to know how to eat pussy a little better, for the beginners, a lot of the information that I've done, the research that I've come across, you know, I've lived around the world, had sex with many different women of various ethnic groups, ate many various different types of pussies, and in my research for writing this book that I've been writing for a minute, called Nigger Sutra, which was dropped in 2013, as Honey Soul said, a lot of the shit that I came across, I didn't necessarily agree with it, but I saw how somebody else might still be able to benefit from it. So I'm including a lot of the techniques in the book, a lot of the things that I heard and came across and talked to folks about in the book. So this show is not necessarily for all of those expert pussy eaters, but for those who could actually use information and for those that you know could use information. So that's the type of ear you got to listen to this, what we're talking about tonight. So what was your question again, Beth?
How do you actually build and nurture the pussy, the yoni, before you actually get involved into the actual science of eating it and pleasuring it orally?
Now, when you say build it up, help me understand.
Like you say, you just don't dive in. You say you just don't dive in.
No, you don't.
You know, you have some brothers out there. That's exactly what they do. They haven't learned the art of foreplay and the art of intimacy and the art of, you know, touching and healing and all that. So what can a brother that is not, you know, that's not knowing how to build and stimulate her before he actually wants to begin the oral pleasure of it, how can he begin to build her up to get her lubricated and prepared for that sexual experience?
Well, let's back up. Let's back up some more. Because first, you got to locate the pussy. You got to locate the good pussy that you plan on getting with, because finding good pussy is very hard to do. I mean, you can find plenty of pussy, but it's hard to find good pussy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You know, every woman would tell you she got that bomb pussy, but as somebody who has fucked many different ethnic women, that ain't true. Just like every man would say that he got the magic dick, and many women would have already found out that that's some bullshit as well.
Mm-hmm.
So now, having said that, I know a lot of men have a way of telling if a woman has good pussy. For some, it's the way a woman walks. For some, it's how she sits. Some others is how she stands, you know, like back in her legs. I know, motherfucker, if you see a woman standing back in her legs, for him, that's it. That tells him everything he needs to know about the pussy. You know, for me, it's the eyes. I go by a woman's eyes, or, you know, she got good pussy bumps, is what I call them. Bumps on a woman's skin that look like she got chill bumps or raised hair bumps or some shit. That's me. That's a clue.
That's your indicator.
That's the indicator. So the first thing, and we're going backwards, then we're coming forward, because I always believe that you have to start at the foundation. So if you're going to first enjoy eating pussy, you got to find a pussy that you can enjoy.
Okay.
So you got to find one that you know is good, you feel is good, let your spirits talk to you, nigga. You know what I mean? And whatever you use, whatever your barometer is that tells you that, hey, this is going to be some good pussy, that's the one that you need to get on, because that's going to be the good gushy-gushy. So if you happen to locate that, now this shit is important because it keeps you in a relationship with a woman. And likewise with you, if she know that whatever barometer that she has that then told you, well, this is some good dick, I can tell women, many women say they got different ways they can tell if a man got a good dick. Do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. So after you locate it, and you know that's the one that you want, then you start Then we come to step two, which is preparing the pussy. And that gets to what you was talking about. So if you want to get the pussy out prime and keep it moist and wet, you're going to have to learn the lost art of conversation, first off. You feel me?
Yes. Yes, that's very, very important. Mental stimulation is like the best lubrication ever, and it's free.
There you go.
Yeah, mental stimulation.
You know what I'm talking about.
You own something with that. And, you know, it's sad because, you know, this newer generation here, they're not, you know, they're not into the mental stimulation. They're not into the macking. You know, I know back in the day, that's what we called it. We called it macking. And basically
right.
a lot of women like, he macking, he macking. No, it's not that he's insincere because he has the gift of gab. It just means that he has the ability to stimulate your mind. And I know for many women, stimulating your mind, that means the rest will eventually follow, you know, if he's good at his macking skills and stimulating your mind, giving you that mental stimulation. So, but, yeah, it's unfortunate that today you don't necessarily need all of that. But, you know, so
yes.
that's another reason why this show is so important, because we have a lot of youngsters out there that aren't, that this art isn't being passed down to them. They're learning through videos and through music. And also with it being a very misogynist energy and vibration, you know, going through the society, you know, they, like you said, they don't want to engage in oral sexual pleasure. They don't want to experience that.
Mm-hmm. No, I call it Kambo Sutra.
Kambo Sutra, that's another book.
Yeah, the art, the lost art of sexual speaking.
Yes.
See, and your language, you got to find what a woman's language is, you know. And once you find out what a language is, then you got to start speaking that language, because, you know, my motto is all of your actions need to be geared toward keeping your woman's pussy wet and moist. So if you do that, you really don't have time to be arguing and shit. Like a lot of motherfuckers would, you know, I've counseled a lot of couples over the years, and that's one of the part of the advice that I give them. Find a way to keep your woman's pussy wet, nigga. Because if you do that, that means you got to be speaking a certain way all the time. She got to find a way to keep your dick hard. If she concentrating on that, you won't have time to be fussing and fighting. You'd be too busy trying to get some.
Yes, yeah, I agree with that. I know good head has eliminated many of my arguments.
But there you go. Mine's too.
And I'm just keeping it real. You know,
yes.
I want to shut it down, or
right.
you know, I'm trying to influence a certain response or a different reaction. Oh yeah,
right.
I give them some good head
right.
and talk to them while I'm giving it to
yep.
them.
I like that. I mean, you know, slap a titty
yeah.
in my mouth. I'm good. Well, I'm
oh, Lord. I told you mother.
When she slapped a titty in my mouth, I'm calm right on down. Start sucking.
Yeah. Okay, so we're building up a conversation.
Right. You got to build up a conversation, and you got to find out, you know, what language a woman speaks, is what I was saying, because that's real important. And, when, you know, she will let you know as soon as she's going to let you know as soon as you meet her what language she speaks. You know what I mean? And interestingly enough, for example, I check history, found some interesting pussy eaters. Like Jesus, he had 12 women disciples. And how you think he was able to keep that many women disciples? The nigga was a great pussy eater. Of the
okay.
first order. Not only could he walk on water, he could make the pussy water just by talking.
Okay. Yeah.
Using the right tone of voice. You know, it ain't got to be deep. It just have to be the voice that a woman recognizes. You know what I'm talking about?
Tone. tone.
Yeah.
I speak to my clients, my women, a lot about tone and how that is also a great influencer.
Mm-hmm.
Being soft, being sweet, being very careful and articulate with your words. Also timing.
Right.
Tone and timing. You know, it's a time for everything. When you want
right.
to discuss something, it's not necessarily you need to do it right then. You know, a lot of women have that habit. You know, it's like, okay, I got it on my mind. I'm finna get it off. No, you need to create an appropriate time and also catch your tone. So I feel you on that one.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, the right voice is like the right song to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like the right song. When she hears it, you know, she wants it between the legs, humming on that clitoris. You know, in short, all your words got to be geared toward keeping that pussy white and dripping.
Yeah.
You see?
Okay.
So conversation and words and what you were talking about is very important. And you don't even got to beat yourself all over the head, but, you know, you need to. Part of the problem is in sexual relationships is people do not spend enough time talking to one another. You know, we don't spend enough time communicating to one another. Just sharing words, you know what I mean? Words can be very, 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 very sexy if you spend enough time sharing them, but we don't spend enough time sharing them because most of the time we're in a rush to get to the bottom line, which is the sex. And ain't
uh-huh.
nothing wrong with that. The sex can, you're supposed to have sex and it's supposed to be good. But motherfuckers, they spend too much time trying to rush there and they've left out a whole game of conversation. And many men and women have made love to one another, but they don't even really truly know how one another feel because they never did no talking.
And through that conversation, they could have avoided a lot of challenges that come after, you know, after they get out of that lovemaking experience.
Correct. Correct. So that's the build-up. That's the foundation. That's the foundation, where you enter in on your conversation, you know. It's all part of the play, the foreplay, which is the other part or the other side of the foreplay is that conversation. But you're going to also have to learn the lost art of foreplay itself. In other words, it's the foreplay. I call it the foreplay before the foreplay. You know, you start getting in the habit of rubbing your woman's ass, for example, while she's walking around the house bucket naked. You know, kiss on that ass. Make her bend over so you can kiss in the crack of the ass. You know what I mean? Shit like that. You know, you having foreplay, sucker nipples, spontaneous moments. You know, make her lie down and nibble her thighs. But don't eat or try to eat no pussy yet, though. It ain't time.
Right.
It ain't time.
Right.
You're just building it up. That's all you're doing. You're building it up. You're just keeping the pussy hot, wet, and bothered. See? This might take place over a few hours or even over a few days, because good love making is like, you know, cooking a good stew. You know, it takes time. You got to let it simmer.
I call it baking a cake.
Baking a cake?
I call it baking a cake. You got to have all the right ingredients. Mm-hmm. You got to take your time and let it bake. Got to let it bake.
There you go.
Yeah.
See? So. And if y'all in the house, you know, get your woman, you know, I keep my women bucket naked when they're walking around the house. They might have on some panties. The panties might have some holes in them so I can have easy access. No clothes.
What about heels?
It can be in some heels, but keep the pussy
open. Oh, okay.
Keep the pussy open.
And I have on some heels.
Mind.
I mean, just for a visual effect, you know,
yeah,
when you bend over
good.
And all that, you know.
That's good.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break, a sweet honey soul break. And for all of you listening, we want to thank you for tuning in. We could not do this without you. But if you'd like to call in and get in on this delicious conversation, please do so at 323-784-3608, or you can visit us online in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/honeysoul. We would really love to hear from you. So we're going to go ahead and take that 5-minute Honey Soul break and stick and stay. We'll be right back. Honey Soul Radio.
I will munch a pussy to death. I'm a little bitty motherfucker, man. That motherfucker's nutritious. Whole babies grow in there, nigga. In 9 months, it's got to be fortified with 8 essential vitamins and minerals. Nigga, fuck Kellogg's, nigga. Get you some pussy. Nigga, don't be eating the pussy all wrong. You know the motherfuckers. Ladies, y'all know the ones be fronting like they eat. Nigga, just down there, man, man. I ain't swallowing this shit. Nigga, swallow! Get healthy and swallow. And nigga, don't play with a pussy. Really, what's a pussy? This is Pussy Eating 101. I'm here to help. First, you want to take the 2 fingers you make peace with. Separate them lips. Lean back. Wash your face in it. Nigga, suck that motherfucker till the head cave in. I'm melting. I'm melting. You'll know when you did it right because they'll put that Midwest motherfucking leg lock on you. Click, click. Right there, nigga, right there. Start choking your motherfucking head like, bitch, you're trying to kill me. How many of y'all eat ass? Oh, I'm the only one. How many of y'all eat pussy? Y'all some lying motherfuckers. Because if you eat pussy, you eat ass. Because there's only that much distance between pussy and ass. And if you eating pussy proper, you're going to slip up on some ass. I remember the first time I slipped up on some ass. Nigga, I'm down there eating the pussy. Hold on a minute, baby. That's a different kind of taste. But ladies, if we go down and handle the food stamps, I want some change. You know what I'm saying? You have to.
When that fire starts to burning deep down inside of you, when that love wheel starts to turning, there ain't nothing left to do. Tomorrow.
gonna be searching for tomorrow, all right. When these other women snatch your man and go about their business. And in case you miss one, we'll get on the phone and call long distance to find out what happened. Tell me, oh, child, did you see all my children today? Oh, what did Miss Tyler do? Oh, honey, what did Erica do today? Ah, Erica, your ass. And if you're not watching TV, on the telephone gossiping, telling your business. Just messing around, gossiping done blew your thing. If not that, when your man get in, feel it in a good and lovely mood, wants to get down, put some good loving on you for real, you be talking, oh no, I went to the beauty shop today, child. You can't be running your fingers through my hair and messing up my curls. I got my hair done. Couldn't get his fingers through most of your hair if he wants to. As nappy as it is. Got to be in all the way. All the way, lover, yeah. I'm telling you right now. Your women need to be in all the way. All the way. Understand why some of you go through these changes. Having a man like some of you got is enough to make you go through some weird changes. You go to the beauty shop and go get in the chair. Your man in there getting his hair fixed. He cuter than you. Think you're too cute to get down. He might mess up his curls too. You gotta get down.
Welcome back to Honey Soul Radio, the sweetest show on internet radio. I am your hostess, sex coach, and love connoisseur, the Honey Diva. And in this episode of Honey Soul Radio, we are going in on how to eat the pussy. That's right, suck on the juicy fruit and make that kitty cat purr. Yeah. I wish I could do an Eartha Kitt. But anyway, we are joined by a great friend and a sexual healing revolutionary, Dr. Mutwas, also known as the Right Reverend That Nigga. He is the author of many books, Hood Laws, The Immortality Guide, and Nigga Sutra, which is soon to drop in 2013. So you want to check that out because that's on Black Love, Holistic, Sacred, Sexual Healing. And it's sure to be a fire piece of work. So how you doing, Dr. Mutwa?
Hey, I'm slow, babe.
Slow rolling, huh?
Oh, always, always. I take my time. I don't even care about what motherfucker.
affirmation in particular, you know, we have to really break this down, and we have to be slow about it because, you know, we live in a society that's so fast-paced and everything is instant and so disposable. You know, but this information right here is not disposable. This is not something you will want to use and cast out and throw away. This is something that you will use for a lifetime to help build you to be a greater lover. So, yeah, we're going to take it slow this evening.
Well, you know, everywhere I go that I've done this lecture, because I speak a lot about many different things, health, legal, sex, but every time you come to sex, you always, it never fails, always have somebody in the audience, whether it's live or whether it's on the air, even when I've done my own shows, they're always in the hurry to get to the fucking, always in the hurry to get to the motherfucking fucking, that's the problem, that's what we're talking about right now. That one of the main problems when people have in their sex life and, you know, and in fucking is that they are simply in too big of a hurry. They want all of the fireworks up front.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell a motherfucker how to fuck in 10 minutes. For real. You know what I mean? It don't take a motherfucker. He can get in the pussy and drop his seed in 2 minutes. For real.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take no time. But if you really want to enjoy your woman, you need to pay a motherfucking attention, nigga. That's out there. That's if you really want to improve your shit, you know what I mean? Put your ego aside, like I had to do, in order to learn how to be a better lover.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. You see what I'm saying? So, all you niggas out there got your ego up. Put your ego aside. This is brother to brother shit, funk. Shit, I'm just here to help.
Right. Right. We have a brother that has called in from the 843 who has a comment and a question for Honey Soul Radio for Dr. Mutwa. How you doing tonight, brother?
Peace.
Hello? Peace.
Yeah,
what's
you
up,
have
doc?
A comment
up,
or question?
What's up, Doc? This Redemption, this Jamel, man.
Hey, brother Jamel, what's up, man? My one of the true pussy eaters. What's up,
man? Yeah, man.
How you doing, brother Jamel? Is that all who's on the air?
No, that's my brethren, man. Me and him not met. I met him at one of his lectures.
Okay.
How you doing, Sister Honey Soul?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. I thank you for calling.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and get on to what I'm about to say. This is actually just a statement I want to make because there's nothing really I can elaborate on what the doc won't say about eating the pussy, but I just heard y'all playing an Eddie Griffith excerpt from one of his shows, and in one of his shows he said the women are the pussy keepers, and in keeping that pussy is like a garden, and if we look at it as a resource or a commodity or some kind of form of sustenance, which I look at it as, because like he said, it got all the nutrient and vitamin we need. Now, the woman need to know how to cultivate that pussy. So if they got a better crop, when we come to eat from that, we're going to want to come back. And not only is that going to please us to do that to y'all, it's going to please y'all to satisfy us. Because it's not only a satisfying experience for the man to do it physically, it's satisfying him, nourishing him, not only spiritually, but physically too. And if that pussy is circulating right and it got all its nutrients right and it's fed right and cultivated right, when we go reap that harvest, we're going to be full.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got to say about that.
Hey, that's enough, bro.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right.
We got to cultivate it, huh, bro?
Got to cultivate that joint, man.
Yeah, I like how you say that, brother.
Gotta cultivate that pussy, and to build on what Doc was saying, how he was saying it relates to he calls it pussy because, you know, it has that eye of Horus attribute, that eye of Ra, that eye of God, or whatever you want to call it. The eye is the light of the body, as Christ says. So if you look into that, and you know, people always say, don't look directly into the light, bro. You look in there, you might get hit with that Medusa. But if you're a strong enough brother, that pussy ain't never gonna shake you or break it. You can stay there. I can stay until the light and don't get blind, baby. You feel
there me? You go.
So once I stay into that light there, ain't no turning back from right there.
There you go. Let it hit you in the forehead.
But all I ask is that my sister cultivates that thing for me.
There you go.
Go ahead and trim them hedges and pull them weeds out. And make sure ain't no pesticides in there.
Right.
Water them with some good water.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't get me started, boy. I'm hungry for some pussy right now.
Get your dick out your hand, nigga, because it sounds like you got it on there.
No, ain't like that. I play Madden as we speak.
Yeah. Or maybe that's just me. I'm sitting here with my shit stiff like a motherfucker.
I ain't gonna lie, my mouth watery as hell, though. I can tell you that.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm going to have to get back to South Carolina, man. I'll be back down there.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to see you again, bro. Every time you come,
yes,
we appreciate your presence down here, man. You are shining light in this dark world, bro.
Hey, man, that was some good stuff down there, man. So, yeah, I like that South Carolina, man.
Yeah, man.
Right.
We appreciate you, man. You always welcome, man. I know next time you come down here, you come on my side of town, I'll give you some okra and rice or something, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of food or something. You go to Bertha's or something and get a plate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
We want to thank you, Brother Jamal, for calling in and continue to keep listening on Tuesday evenings.
No doubt.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. Peace.
Right. Peace.
Now, that was righteous. We actually had a very confident and righteous brother call in and give his version of what it means to eat the pussy, you know. So that's a beautiful thing when a brother could go ahead and validate that point, because it's very, very important. Now, what are some sexual myths concerning brothers associated with oral sexual stimulation with females? What are some sexual myths that we can dispel right now? I mean, a lot of them say, because it has a smell. Well, I know all pussies don't have a smell. Not everybody say pussies smell like fish. However,
yeah.
You know, you have a lot of people say that, but there's a lot of pussy that doesn't necessarily smell like fish. I think it goes back to your diet.
Yeah. I mean, they got a lot to do with it. I mean, you know, a lot of them say that, but you're right. I mean, to me, it smells like a little underarm, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I prefer, just a musky smell, you know what I mean? If I'm fucking a woman from the back, I like when the pussy and the ass booty smell come together. I call it boochie instead of coochie. Because that's coochie and booty together.
Okay, so you like the booty aroma.
Lord, Lord have mercy. That's a beautiful smell, you hear me?
It's a mixture, huh?
Oh, it's a mixture, baby. It's like, God damn. That's a lovely mixture. Booty.
So for many brothers to say, you know, that they don't necessarily want to taste it because of the smell, what are some things they can do to help them get over that issue that they have where they're avoiding eating the pussy?
I mean, you know, for some brothers, just ain't no help. Look, you got to be a born pussy eater, first off. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because, you know, you ain't, you know, a lot of cats, like I know a lot of cats that take their woman to all types of trips, trying to make her get her pussy smelling a certain way so they can be, fuck you, nigga. You ain't going to eat no pussy then. Don't worry about that motherfucker, because the pussy going to have a smell to it. It's going to smell like something.
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
Closed up. It's closed up. What you expect? You know what I'm saying? But them smells that's in the pussy are natural smells. In fact, they are natural bacteria that the woman got to have. If she didn't have them, pussy would rot. So yeah, she need them smells, whatever the smells you talking about. Now, having said that, there are certain things that if a woman has an overabundance of sugar in her diet, or as I call it, her etiquette, right, she is going to be more conducive to producing a certain level of chemicals that will make her coochie smell, you know, it can get offensive. Having said that, you understand what I'm saying? So this is why it's very important that most women, not like I say, I talk a lot about health too, when you're eating, that your diet or your etiquette does not be overindulged in a lot of sugar, in a lot of white bread, white flours, donuts, potato chips, soft drinks. All that will affect the flora of the coochie.
Mm-hmm.
And that can have an adverse effect on the smell because the coochie is naturally closed up. So you got to think about when you're eating a diet that's high in sugar and whatnot, it being closed up, it has a chance to ferment. That's not what you want. And this is sugar is the number one cause of fibroids and ovarian cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So
right,
it behooves a woman to keep that very low. Women need to have an etiquette high in vitamin C, especially black women, because, you know, the ovaries, the whole reproductive system, the uterus, feeds off of vitamin C. It's an ancient metabolic system, and they got to have that shit so that their uterus can remain healthy. It's like an antidote. So they need that. You see what I'm saying? High in vitamin C. Take the vitamin C powder. And
right,
then when you start doing that, the coochie will start to develop a flora, which is natural, which will have just a natural, say, musky smell. But it won't be something that niggas might consider offensive, which usually comes with a high sugar diet.
Interesting. Now, concerning lubrications, how can a brother begin to lubricate his woman so that she can be in preparation for that oral sexual stimulation?
Right. It goes back to the earlier foreplay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Start foreplaying with your woman early. You know what I mean? And again, this ain't for the experts. This is for motherfuckers that's really just now starting to get into pussy eating. Maybe you've been losing your woman over the years because you don't know how to eat the pussy. You don't know what to do. A lot of motherfuckers are just jive, lame motherfuckers. This is basically what this message is for. They may come through, like I say, pass the shit on. But so this is the position that I'm speaking from. Now, and for those women who are really not that familiar with their pussy. A lot of women think that because they have a pussy, they know how it needs to be tapped. Not true.
Right.
Not true. Just because you have a pussy and you're sitting on it, you don't mean you know what to do with it. Okay. So.
Yeah, a lot of women don't necessarily even know what they like.
There you go. Preach that.
Right.
Go on, speak on that.
Yeah.
You need to speak on that a little bit more.
Yeah. A lot of women, you know, we're raised up and we're not talking about sex. It's not a conversation piece with our mothers. A lot of us aren't raised in sexually open households. I happen to be very fortunate that I was raised in a very sexually open household, which helped to stimulate my desire later in life to continue to be open sexually. But with that, we got a lot of shame, we got a lot of guilt. You know, we got a lot of issues surrounding our sexual bodies. So many of us have not explored it. You know, you need to masturbate. And I'm not saying that, you know, you need to step up, you know, and overindulge, because if you overindulge in anything, you know, it could become addictive. It can also desensitize you to, you know, in a way that you don't want someone else to even touch you, because you become able to pleasure yourself that you don't trust anybody in that area. But
right,
with those different issues, it's hard for us as women to even explore and find our pleasure zones. We've been told that the vagina is ugly, it's nasty, it smells. You know, the vagina doesn't necessarily have a very positive connotation in mainstream society.
Right.
So we've internalized this on ourselves and learned to start disliking our pussies. We a lot of women have never even took a mirror and opened up their legs and actually examined what they have.
Right.
So,
well, shit. Add that to
yeah.
the niggas who need to do that. You know, that gets into something I was going to talk about later, but we can talk about it now, which is that you need to spend a lot of time when you getting ready to eat pussy, preparatory to eating pussy, is to spend a lot of time looking at your woman's pussy. You know what I mean? Along with her. She needs
right.
to look at it. White women been looking at their pussy since the 60s. Sisters, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
But
when they had a so-called sexual revolution.
Era. Right. We need to move into an era where women are looking more at their pussies. And the nigga need to be looking at the pussy right with her. In fact, it's a very bonding moment. Many women don't even know what their pussy look like, where it sits, how far back it sits. Does it sit up? Is it retroverted? Does she have a retroverted uterus? Does she have a slanted uterus? This is shit you need to know because it helps and it helps your man know how to fuck you properly and how to eat your pussy properly. What are your lips shaped like? You know what I mean? We don't, women have the pussy, but they don't know enough about the pussy, so it's like they take the pussy for granted.
Right.
And you shouldn't do that. Don't take the pussy for granted. You see? Because you could be getting a lot more out of the instrument that you have, like a motherfucker who plays the instrument, but since he don't really know how to play it well, right, he just blowing the trumpet. But you put Miles Davis, Dexter Gordon on the motherfucker, they can blow the fuck out that trumpet. Because they really know how to get the most out of it. So a lot of us are like this. We don't know how to get the most out of our dick or our pussies because we have not spent enough time with them. We ain't spent
right.
enough time looking at them because of how society has told us to feel about them.
Mm-hmm. Shameful,
you know?
Dirty, to even fear it. They've taught us to even fear our sexual nature.
Right.
You know, to be scared of it. So we don't
right.
examine it and we don't explore it. And, you know, exploring and examining who you are right down to your sexual genitalia is the most
mm-hmm.
intimate way of sexual and self-exploration that there is.
You
need to know what
the
hell you're working with. You need to know what you're working with.
There you go.
You do. You need to know how to slang that thing, however you slang it.
right.
You need
right,
to know
totally.
You need to know what it do, how it pulsates. You know,
right.
how long can you go without coming?
Right.
You know, can you stop it on a dime and get
right.
up? You know, these are things you need to really train yourself on when it comes to your genitalia. It's
wow.
not all. See, the system, the society we live in has made it to where we have to rush. And me and you have talked about this.
Yeah,
you got
yeah.
to rush to the finish line. You
right,
got to
right.
rush.
Wait.
You know, bust a nut. I got to come.
Right.
I got to come before him.
Right.
Everybody
right.
ready?
May the best man
ready.
Win.
Yeah. Right. Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Everybody just rushing. You know, the goal is orgasm and ejaculation. Orgasm and ejaculation. You know, he losing nutrients and precious nutrients and vitamins,
right.
and she is not finding her sacred space within her spirituality
right.
because she just giving it away.
Well, you know, one of the biggest problems that women have in a relationship is that they are not sexually satisfied. And again, I don't have the last word on it. I'm not trying to set myself up as that. I'm just somebody who likes to fuck and likes to eat pussy, and I've been eating pussy for a long time, but I've been paying attention. I ain't just been fucking. I've been paying attention while I'm fucking and listening to a lot of other experts, you know, and setting my ego aside and say, well, shit, that makes sense like a motherfucker. Let me try that.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Setting your ego aside.
You got to. You know what I mean?
Setting
like I said,
your ego aside.
You got to set your ego aside because when it comes to making love, that's the one of the last times that you die.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm talking about? So
yes.
This is the ultimate deification of self and your negress. This is the ultimate deification. This is the last barrier to godhood, to heaven, whatever you want to call it, all the great terms that the ancients have already told us about. And ego has to go. Ego has to go when it comes to that. So, and when it does, it starts to make a difference in your lovemaking. You see what I'm saying? You start to become open to some things. But the problem is that the way society is set up now, it goes back to something you just said. It becomes a competition instead of a cooperation, and that's what lovemaking really should be. It should be a cooperation rather than a competition.
I agree.
See, so we don't have that. So back to the mirror. So this is why it's so important to spend a lot of time with your woman. Looking at her pussy, she looks at your dick. This is a great bonding moment. She gets to feel it and hold it. You understand what I'm saying?
Kiss it.
She gets to
kiss it,
stroke it. You know, I mean, you're not even making what we would call traditional love. The dick ain't in the pussy. She's touching it and feeling it and caressing the nuts.
You're getting
all
intimate with one another. Intimate bonding. Mm-hmm.
Intimate bonding. You gotta do as much of that. See, that's what I'm saying. We gotta change the game. Love making is so much more than what we would call fucking. But this is what you gotta get back to. If you really wanna start changing your relationships, and I tell people this everywhere I go, if you really wanna start changing your relationship, if you have an opportunity to make love to your woman, spend a lot of time where you are touching, feeling, sucking on her, asking, well, how does this feel, baby? This, that, and the third. She ain't doing the same thing to you. You know what I mean? You spend a lot of time doing it because, and this may sound like some old metaphysical, you know, out there bullshit, but truly speaking, when you start to look at your woman's pussy, it starts to speak to you and tell you what it needs, what it wants. But most of us, most niggas are strangers to the pussy. They don't really know the pussy except when it's time to make love, and then they go straight in, and the shit is over in 5, 10 minutes, 6 minutes. But they ain't really spent no time.
6 minutes of funk.
Right. You remember?
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about how the pussy talks back to you. How does it talk back?
I mean, you know, it's spiritual, baby. That's all I can tell you. You know,
okay.
It's very spiritual. I mean, because
in order for that pussy to communicate with you, you have to be spiritually and intimately in tune to your woman.
Right. Well, you got to change your game. You got to come out of, it's like Revelations 18:4. You got to come out of the world to understand the pussy. You know,
okay.
You got to come out of the world to understand the pussy, because you got to come out of the shit that society
that
is telling you.
Right. That you've
right.
been taught.
That you've been told.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And actually commune with the pussy. And vice versa, your woman needs to do the same thing. I mean, even if you make it a game, however you can get around it, you got to tell your woman to actually start having a real conversation with your dick. Hey, dick, how you doing?
You got to give it a
you
pet
know what
name. Got to give it a pet name.
Right. Hey, dick, I missed you. You know, talk to this motherfucker. Talk to the dick. You know what I mean? It's been a long time. I missed you. I really missed you. Have a conversation just with the dick, not with you. Not with you. Just the dick. Likewise, the man needs to do the same thing. Whatever you call you, like you call you a sugar, right?
Yeah, that's sugar, baby.
I'd be like, hey, sugar, what's up, baby? I sure missed you.
Mm-hmm.
How you been feeling? And then you could have a conversation. You could speak for sugar, right? Because you the conduit. You can speak for sugar. Tell me how sugar doing all, and we off and gone. That shit's sexy like a motherfucker. You hear me?
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, that is. That's that conversation,
exactly.
Huh?
Right. I talk to the pussy.
So you got to be a conversationalist with the pussy.
Back. The conversation with the woman. The conversation with the pussy. Don't leave the pussy out.
Yes. Now, I want to, we're going to go ahead and take a five-minute Honey Soul break, but when we come back, we are going to discuss how not to eat the pussy. You ready for that when we come back, Doc?
Yes, sir. I hope you got that piece.
How not to eat the pussy. Oh,
I got it.
You got it?
No, I ain't got it, baby.
Okay.
Hey, Eli, I tell you what, you can cut, you can read the first one and I'll comment.
All right. That's how we'll do that then. Okay.
All right.
So give us 5 minutes. We want you to stick and stay right here, honey.
Let me ask you a question. How you doing, sugar? How's sugar doing? You all right?
Sugar's doing lovely. She just sweet as she want to be.
All right, baby.
All right. 5 minutes. Stick and stay right here. Honey Soul Radio.
Sexual healing, sexual healing. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Pardon me, love, but you seem like my type. What you doing tonight? You should stop by the site. We could roll some weed, play some records and talk. I got a fly spot downtown Brooklyn, New York. Now I know you think I wanna fuck, no doubt, but tonight we try a different route. How about we start with a salad, a fresh bed of lettuce with croutons. Later we could play a game of chess on the futon. See, I ain't got to get in your blouse. It's your eye contact that be getting me aroused. When you show me your mind, it make me wanna show you mine. Reflecting my light when it shines. Taking our time before the night's through. We could get physical too. I ain't trying to say I don't wanna fuck, cause I do, but for me, boo, making love is just as much mental. I like to know what I'm getting into. We can have mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Time for some mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Time for some mindset. African princess, tell me your interest. Wait, let me guess, boo, you probably like poetry. Here's a little something I jotted down in case I spotted you around. So let me take this opportunity. Would you share a moment with me over herbal tea? Take a walk verbally, make a bond certainly. Cause in my hand, I bet your hand fit perfectly. And it's like we floating out in space when you flirting with me. Come on, a little foreplay don't hurt. Imagine my chest under this shirt. Your ass under your skirt is like walking the hot sands and finding an oasis. Opposites attract, that's the basis. Sex is like the wind that separates the yin from the yang. The balance that means complete change. My aim is to touch you in a delicate spot. And once we get it started, I ain't trying to stop. But first we have mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We can burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Time for some mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We can burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Mindset.
She smiles, I smile. She walks. No, she glides softly by me, changing night into day. She opens her mouth to speak, and soul sounds ring in my head. She speaks, and I want to dance to her rhythm. She moves ever so gently, increasing my desires. Desires to place my arms around her waist and hold and squeeze her to me. I want to melt into her body and discover the base of her warmth. Her beautiful black body that no human mind could ever conceive. She's love, she's truth, she's real as the stars that shine in the heavens, as real as the sun that bathes her body, as real as the moon that glows and the birds that sing and the rose that blossoms in spring, for she is that rose and not just any rose. Oh, but a black rose. A black rose that stands taller and stronger than any other plant. A black rose that stands as creator of nations. A black rose that never loses her petals and blossoms all year round. Black rose, sweet rose, thornless rose, eternal rose. Please look my way. Please look my way. Black Rose.
Yes, welcome back to the sweetest show on Internet Radio, Honey Soul Radio. I am your hostess, the Honey diva, sex coach, and love connoisseur. And I'm usually joined by my co-host, love coach, and sex expert, Miss Lady T. However, she is going to be joining us next Tuesday right here on Honey Soul Radio. So in this episode, we are going in on how to eat the pussy right here with our dear friend, Dr. Mutwash, who is a sixth-generational healer. He's the author of Hood Laws, the Immortality Guide, and he's earned the title the People's Healer. He also is the host of the People's Healing Church right here on Blog Talk Radio, and he is also known by the name Right Reverend That Nigga, and the founder and presiding minister of the Nigga Church, and the author of Nigga Sutra, a book on black love and holistic sacred sexual healing, soon to drop in 2003. How you doing, Dr. Mutwash?
Hey, I'm doing good. Slow rolling, baby.
Yeah, I'm sure enjoying this time with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, me, you, and Sugar, baby, you know what I mean? And I call mine Mr. Goody. So Mr. Goody and
Mr.
Sugar,
Goody.
We having a good time right now.
Mr. Goodbar, how's that?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, it's chocolate with nuts.
Right. You know what I mean? Two nuts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So for all of you listeners, I want to thank you for joining us. And if you'd like to call in and get in on this delicious honey sweet topic, please do so by calling 323-784-3608, or you can visit us online in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/honeysoul. Now, we said when we come back, we were going to be discussing how not to eat the pussy. I'm actually trying to pull that piece up, but I do remember the first one. And the first one is do not eat it in a hurry.
Right. Don't eat pussy in a hurry. And most people, like I say, are always in a hurry to get to the nut. You know what I mean? They in a hurry to get to the center of the lollipop. And you can't be in a hurry to get to the center of the lollipop. You really got to take your time and, you know, make love, eat pussy. Whatever you do, you need to take your time. And you know, when you study history, you will find out that all of the teachers continually tell you this message. Take your motherfucking time. Whatever you're doing, take your time. You know, let life unfold. You know, enjoy the journey. You know, people are rushing through life trying to get to the end instead of letting life unfold. And it's the same way when you're making love. You see what I'm saying? And so enjoy the woman. Enjoy the pussy. You know, take your time. Lick the pussy. You know, don't be in no hurry. You know what I mean? You got to open up. If you get the woman in the position, first find out what position the woman wants to be in. A lot of times, a woman has a favorite position that she'd like to be in when you're eating the pussy. But you won't know if you don't ask or if you haven't trying to spend any time trying to learn. It's a certain position that she might like to be in that the best way to eat the pussy. Or you may have developed a way to eat the pussy for certain women. You know, I like eating pussy from the back myself, preferably. I like eating pussy from the back. A lot of
okay.
You see what I'm saying? I'm a back door pussy eater. Because I like to smell her ass while I'm eating the pussy. I'm nasty. I'm a little nasty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's me. But I developed a technique that I patented for eating pussy back door.
Tell me about this patent, pussy eating.
No, I can't tell you about it.
You can't expose it.
Right. I can show you better than I can tell you. You know that.
Oh, shit.
I'm coming to Louisiana. Louisiana's where I'm from. Yeah. I'm going back to Louisiana.
Yes,
that's where my sugar's from.
Oh, and sing a little blues, too. You know I'm weak for a blues man now.
Mm-hmm.
We week for a blues man. I really tried to get that Marvin C's candy lick up on here for you. I was trying hard.
Yeah. I think he looked a little bit too much. He may have looked at a little bit too much candy. He gone. He going on.
Our brother ancestor now. Yes, he's an ancestor.
He's licking
okay.
candy in the air now.
Yeah, at least he's getting some. He's getting some of that good, sweet, pure spiritual candy, too.
He's getting that angel puss out. You know what I'm talking
about? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now, I also remembered number two was how not to eat the pussy in anger.
Right. And that goes back, I think, I saw something you posted, which I love, which is actually kind of biblical, which is don't let the sun go down upon your wrath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible, soul scrolls, as I call them, talk about not going to bed angry. You know what I mean? So, and when you're eating pussy, you definitely don't want to be in a bad mood. A lot of people like to have what they call makeup love and all that shit.
Makeup sex, yeah.
Yeah,
they fight.
Don't put yourself,
they fight two.
Right.
Yeah, they fight two fuck down the line.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't put yourself in that position. You know what I mean? That's why I say it goes back to what I was saying earlier, which is, you know, don't. All your words should be geared toward keeping the pussy wet, and to dig hard. If you're the woman, you see what I'm saying? So you don't really have time to be fighting. Keep the atmosphere. Heavenly and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
you
I do.
Really,
I always say, don't go to bed angry with your lover. You should be doing everything to get through that challenge or work it out to the point where you guys are at least feeling better about the situation before you lay down
right.
and go to sleep. Because see, while you sleep, you know, you got other forces and stuff. You going into different dimensions, and you have that type of energy and that vibration on you. You liable to wake up and snap.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So yeah, don't go to sleep angry.
Don't go to sleep angry. Don't make love angry. You know, set your shit up right. And you know, for a lot of motherfuckers, you know, they, you know, I may be born because, see, I like to make love a long motherfucking time, and that's the problem. That's why I don't mess with young women per se. A woman that's like 35 and shit, she can't really fuck with me because she like making love for like 20 minutes and shit. You know what I mean? I don't even like to come out the pussy once I get in it if I can. You know, if I'm on my A game. And nowadays,
okay.
people like to make love in 20 minutes, an hour and shit. You know what I mean? And I like to make love a long motherfucking time if I can. I mean, because I might not... I don't know, you know. I'm in my mid motherfucking 50s. I'm at least 55, so this might be my last motherfucking chance. So I'm enjoying this.
You
mean
you gonna cherish the moment? Cherish the moment,
you know what
huh?
I mean? Right, young bitch, you're like, yeah, I can't take on. I
didn't know you wanted to go more than 60 minutes.
Oh yeah, you should have asked then, bitch, because I'm going.
I didn't know you wanted to go more than 60 minutes.
Yeah.
I didn't know you wanted to go more than 120 minutes. That's 2 hours.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You should ask. I'm an old motherfucker. I'm bringing
but see,
the old
then that
go- to the game.
And see, that's where we went back, and I think we discussed that today. We talked about how, you know, when you start getting up towards your 40s, you know, like when you get up in the mid-30s and start going up into the 40s, you stop
right.
doing all that rabbit bucking. You're not doing
there
that rabbit
go.
Bucking no more. In your 20s,
right.
you're just hunching. You're just rabbit bucking. It's
right.
just, it's the quickness, and we going to do this, and, you know, and you want to do all these marathons and all that, and, you know, see
right.
who's going to win the war, the sexes, and all kind of stuff. You know, and it's not necessary, but that's what we do, and that's where we start getting into our explorations and our experiences and stuff. But when you're coming up in your 40s, oh, you start learning how to slow roll and conserve your
Correct.
Energy.
Correct.
You conserve that energy and you make it work mm-hmm. to your advantage, and you pull out the pleasure of your lover, and you find your pleasure through all of that energy conservation and that slow rolling and that kissing and that nibbling and that, you know, the licking and the touching, and you know, it's not all about the goal is not always about the ejaculation or the orgasm.
Or the
climax.
Right.
Yeah, you can go to the climax and you can actually stop. You know, and you need to learn that control. That's an excellent area of control, because that actually goes over into other parts of your life if you can do that.
Well, this is one of the main reasons why, you know, men need to learn how to masturbate. I mean, not masturbate for ejaculation, but masturbate for control. You know what I mean? This
mm-hmm.
is one of the ways you can teach your species, especially if you're a young man. It's one of the things I told my son back when he was like about 11, 12. He asked me about masturbation. So I try to keep a relationship with my children, which I have about 10. That they
mm-hmm.
can come to me and talk to me about anything. So he was asking me about masturbation, and I was telling him that, listen, learn how to use masturbation. There's nothing wrong with it. You don't need to feel guilty about it, because when you're 10, 11 years old, you're starting to come into puberty and a rite of passage. So this is a normal urge for you to want to place your seed somewhere and want to be biological and shit. So,
okay.
Under the ages of that, then you need to start understanding what it means to masturbate. So you can use masturbation, as I call it, mastering your bait, your pussy bait, so that you can learn control. So not that you come or bust or ejaculate, but that you learn control. You go up to the point, you pull back. You go up to the point, you pull back. You do that a few times. You know what I mean? And you start doing this when you're young, and by the time you have gotten to the point where you're getting ready to have some sex, and even for people who I counsel brothers who are premature ejaculators, a lot of brothers, deep down in their back, their vagus nerve is exposed. See, because of in the back, in your back is the vagus nerve for all of us, men and women. And if that motherfucker is exposed too much, for a lot of niggas, that vagus nerve kind of sticks out like them people. You ever seen them people with them big navels that stick out and shit?
Yeah, I had a hernia.
Yeah, yeah, like a hernia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your vagus nerve can be like that, kind of exposed. So a lot of these type motherfuckers, they will be premature ejaculators. So if you are a premature ejaculator, one of the best things you can do is start to masturbate and learn what it feels like to come, because a lot of time that shit is it's electricity. And
right,
that shit will shoot through you and you will bust before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So you have to train yourself. So masturbation can be good for that, but you don't want to come. You just want to learn the control. You
right.
See? Because when you get inside the pussy, a lot of times, while the normal body temperature is 98.6 degrees, the pussy can be 106.
That's true.
That's the core temperature.
In that core, yes. Yes, indeed.
You know what I'm saying? In that core, it'd be 106.
Core.
You find the sisters, they got that, and some sisters got that 108 motherfucking pussy temperature. You see what I'm saying? And you got to have some
yes.
serious dick control, because if your shit is weak, when you get up in there, it's like as soon as you get in there, motherfucker,
like, pew! Yeah.
Motherfucker coming straight out.
Like, wait a minute, I just got in this motherfucker.
Yeah, tripping on yourself, trying to figure out what happened.
Coming straight out. It's like, as soon as the dick entered the core, it's like, see you later. It's coming straight. It's been nice.
Yeah.
It's been a nice 2 minutes, baby. But I'm up
okay,
out of
so
here.
So we have do not eat the pussy in anger. You also say something about when you're hungry, correct?
Right. Don't something about hungry, I think it was, but I know don't, I had so many of them. Don't eat, clean your tongue when you eat pussy. You know what I mean? A lot of motherfuckers, when you're eating pussy, they don't clean their tongue. Get the woman to put aside gingivitis.
Now, yeah, some people say that you don't need to brush because you actually, when you brush, you actually break open like little cuts in your tongue from the brush and your gums and stuff, and you actually can ingest something there. So what's your take on that, Dr. Motoha? No.
Yeah, use a soft brush.
Okay.
That's the thing. You need to use a soft brush when you're brushing your tongue, a hard brush when you're brushing your teeth. Right. See, like I got two toothbrushes. I got a hard, stiff brush, and I got a soft brush. Soft brush, I use that to brush my gums and my tongue and shit. You see what I'm saying? And then the hard brush, you use that more or less, or the medium to hard, you use that for your teeth.
For your
Right. You use that for your teeth. You know? But you don't want to have white shit on your tongue when you're eating the pussy. Now, motherfucker's tongue is too white and shit. They got thrush. You get a pussy thrush.
Next thing you know, she'll come up with a yeast infection.
Right. Right. You see what I'm saying?
So that is.
If you're paying proper homage to the pussy, then you're keeping your shit clean. And when you're down there, you know, your tongue is clean, your teeth is clean, and then you're going in.
And I want to also add to that, brothers, wash your hands, you know, before you lay down with it and you stick your fingers in it and you, you know, you're doing that whole play. Wash your hands. For you brothers who smoke, wash your hands and definitely, yeah, brush your teeth. Because a lot of times, you know, really, you know, you give your pussy secondhand smoke. You brush your teeth and get that film and that smoke up out of your mouth, because I know plenty of sisters who a brother just got through smoking. You know, they had that on their fingers, on their mouth and everything, and they go down and they're giving her that oral pleasure, and she has had infections because of this.
Right.
So it's very important.
Cut your fingernails too.
Yes.
Yeah, cut your fingernails if you're going to be, you know, and you know, going into the final section of eating pussy, when you part in the woman's lips, you make sure that your fingernails are cut, because you can fool around and cut a woman with if you got fingernails. The pussy is very soft and sensitive, and if you're going in, because fingering is part of getting the pussy ready.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So when you're going down there, you need to trim your fingernails. Like, I keep my fingernails short, real short. I ain't got no nails. I keep my fingernails fingering the pussy already. You need to keep them like that, because you just want basically the meat of the fingers on the pussy. You don't want no nails in the motherfucker at all. You fool around and injure your woman. You see? So make sure that part of your hands are good and clean, and then that way you ain't got no dirt under your fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because it be under the fingernails is all kind of shit. You see? Keep your tongue clean, keep your fingernails clean, keep your fingernails trim. You see? That's the proper respect to pay to the pussy. You got to remember, the woman has the potential to carry a lot of germs because she's closed in. So you have to honor that by making sure you do certain things so that she don't encapsulate the motherfuckers. Keep your tongue clean, keep your fingernails trim, keep your hands clean, as you said. You see, all of that starts to come into play. And then when you're getting ready to eat that pussy, you got to spread them lips. A lot of niggas who never really eaten pussy and having trouble keeping a woman is because they have never really ate the pussy. Nobody's told them how to eat the motherfucker. But you got to spread them lips, and when you spread the lips, you'll see that she has what you call the clitoris. I call it the button. It's a magic button.
The button? Okay. Some people say the man in the boat.
The man in the boat.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you got to press that button. But what you'll find out, if you look at the pussy, don't blink. Don't be scared of the motherfucker. You got to look directly at it. You got to look it eye to eye. That's what I talk about also in how not to eat pussy. Don't be scared to look it in the eye. You got to look it directly in the eye. If you look the pussy directly in the eye, especially the clitoris, you'll see that it's a little hole in the clitoris itself.
Right.
It's almost
right.
Like a pinprick.
Yeah, very, very, very small.
Very, very small. And out of that clitoris comes something called sebum, S-E-B-U-M. It's a sebum. That's the nectar of the clitoris. That it comes up to a Y that's in the clitoris, and it comes through there. And that's a lot of times when a woman takes off her panties, she sees some white stuff in her panties. Well, that, a lot of that comes from that, that pinhole prick that's in the clitoris itself. See? And so that's the pheromone. That what produces the pheromone. So a lot of times when a woman is in heat, a man don't know why he may be attracted to a woman. There's been a chemical match, and he's attracted to that woman. Not necessarily every man, but he is, because that woman has produced a pheromone out of that pinprick hole that he's attracted to. This is the same analogy of a bee who sticks his needle into a flower to fertilize it. At that particular time, that woman is ready for some dick. A lot of times she don't even realize it, because most women don't realize that they had that small pinprick in their clitoris and that it produces a sebum or a nectar.
Yeah, many don't know. They actually think it's coming out of the vaginal hole. They don't know. They don't know that it's actually coming from that area.
Well, you need to, when you're starting to eat pussy, you need to suck on that area, because there's nectar in there. And when you suck on that nectar and it gets down in your mouth and whatever, that helps you connect and it imprints you, which is very important for connecting to your woman. So you need to suck on it. And you need to suck on it gently, not hard, right? Not hard. Just be real gentle with that area, because you kind of like nibbling that area. And that's what you, and that area right there is the beginning of the eating seriously of the pussy proper.
And you know, that's, I appreciate you saying nibble, because many young men think you have to bite. And once a man bites that area and it's already sensitive, it can actually have a lasting psychological effect on that woman where she doesn't even want to even experience oral sex again. Really? I'm so serious when I said it. A lot of, it's a few of them I know that have come to me, clients who have had that experience where somebody bit their clitoris, and they don't even want to have an oral sex experience.
Right. You got pussy stress, post-traumatic disorder.
Yes.
Right.
That's
so
exactly
a lot of people,
they nibble.
A lot of times you see, like, for example, porno and society has taught men to go in hard, and when a woman is pushing your head away, all that shit is good. No, you're hurting her. When she's pushing your head away from the pussy, if the put, if it's good, she's going to be pulling your head in.
Yeah, she's going to be smashing you.
Stop pushing your head away.
You're going to be trying to come up for air.
Right. She's going to, like Eddie Griffin said, she's going to lock over.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Or she just gonna have it. She just gonna have it such a way where she gonna hold your head and hold that motherfucking head in place. She ain't gonna even necessarily lock on you. She just gonna hold that head in place to keep you in your motherfucking place, so you can continue to eat that pussy out like you're supposed to eat it. And most motherfuckers they go in too hard on the clitoris. They go in too hard on the clitoris. This is the main problem niggas eating pussy. They tongue too hard on the pussy, on the clitoris. You gotta depending on the woman, and I'm saying this in general, but depending on the woman, you gotta lick that pinprick where the sebum, where the nectar comes out, nibble that, and depending on the size of a clitoris, it will tell you how hard or how soft you need to be going in.
Yes, exactly.
Some women have a button.
The clitoris grows.
Right.
It becomes more erect.
Right. Some have a button and some have a small little dick. Down there.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So a lot of women who never really had their pussy eaten correctly, they don't even know how it's supposed to be eaten correctly. You see? So a lot of times you have to explore this area together, but you got to open up them lips. You got to find the pinprick, that little hole where the nectar is coming out of. Suck that nectar out, because when you suck the nectar out, and this is the beginning stage, when you suck the nectar out, what you're doing, and this is really good, for motherfuckers to actually start learning about the biology of how a woman is set up. When you start to suck the nectar out of that little hole that's in the clitoris, you pull up the oils that come out the vagus nerve in the cerebral spinal fluid. And that shit comes up out of the back to the front in that hole. You see what I'm saying? And that's a buildup. And you have to take your time to do that shit. You got to take your time, spend some time. You got to really enjoy the pussy because most motherfuckers are in a hurry to try to make the woman bust a nut. Don't even worry
right.
if she bust a nut. You see, because here's the other thing. When you're eating pussy, once again, this is for the beginners, not for all you expert motherfuckers. I ain't talking to y'all. When you are eating the pussy, you cannot expect the woman to bust right in 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. And the woman, you have to show your woman, right, how to delay the orgasm. Shit, she may not get the orgasm until 2 or 3 days later. You see? Because
yes,
even most women, they just as worse as men. A lot of women are worse as men. They have been trained so to the point where they are looking to bust during that particular moment. You ain't going to bust during that particular moment. You may bust tomorrow. See? Because you need to understand how your vagus nerve works in your motherfucking back. Every woman has a different vagus nerve, and so that vagus nerve, depending on how exposed it is, you may need about a couple of days of a motherfucker eating on your pussy, and then all of a sudden on the third day, you just bop, 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 bop. You busting like a motherfucker.
Yeah, because you have some sisters and brothers, you know, because they think that this thing is supposed to be an instantaneous, you know, orgasm or ejaculation. They'll go in expecting that, and because she may not be coming right away or coming within a timely fashion that they both feel that's appropriate for them, they think something's wrong.
Right.
I hear that a lot. They think something's wrong, you know, something's wrong with me or something's wrong with him. He feels inadequate.
Right.
She feels inadequate. And it's not that at all. It just means you need to take your time.
You need to. Look, love making takes time, y'all. Love making takes time. All that shit that we didn't heard about in the pornos or whatever, throw all of that shit out the window. Most of us have learned how to make love listening to white folks.
Yes.
And they pornos and shit. And this ain't a racist statement. It's just the truth. Because a lot of us start looking at this shit, white folks directing all the pornos and shit that we're looking at, just like they do in the movies.
Right.
So we start learning how to, and these particular white folks, not all white folks are bad, but I'm saying these particular white folks, all they're interested in is the money shot.
That's it.
All they're interested in is the hardcore sex, and the motherfucker showing you somebody coming. That's not how you make love. True, sacred lovemaking goes on, can go on for a week or two motherfucking weeks. Shit, you may spend 2 or 3 days just getting your woman pussy wet. You ain't did no fucking. I just want to talk to you, you know what I mean? You walking around, you got a sundress on in the summertime, you ain't got no panties on, I can stick my finger up there in your pussy when we in the movie and shit. You understand what I'm saying? And we ain't having no sex, though. We just building the shit up.
Right.
It's not the bedroom per se. It's every motherfucking thing that we are doing that is the lovemaking. So by the time
and
I get down to eating your pussy, which I truly enjoy, that's a formality.
Right. And I also tell my clients that it's like lovemaking is an all-day experience. It's a process. It's not something instant. It's not microwavable. You know,
right.
that's just sex. But
that's
if you are truly love making, right, if you are truly love making, it is a process. And please learn your partner. Take the time to learn your lover. I say be the best find your lover's sexual code and be the best at delivering it. Everyone has a sexual code. It goes back to what Dr. Mutwa says. Learn your love, how your lover communicates. Learn how the pussy communicates. Learn how his man muscle communicates. Learn him. Learn how his body shifts when you, you know, lick his earlobe, or when you say that nasty shit, or you when you breathe in his ear, or when you run your tongue up his inner thigh, and when you, you know, play with his balls with your tongue, and take, you know, learn his body reaction. Learn all of these things that turn him on. Same with you, brothers. Learn the things that turn your lover, your woman on, because body language is a whole language of its own.
Right.
You don't necessarily have to say something. You can read body language.
And keep it real. Take your time and keep it real. Keep it real slow and learn to remember. Your tongue can be a small dick. Your tongue can be a small dick because once you, if you've been doing all these things for play before the play, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You're
saying the certain words, you have the Kama Sutra going, you have the touching going. You understand what I'm saying? You got to create an environment where you are in an eternal embrace. And when you create that environment where you are in an eternal embrace, by the time you get to love making, it's almost an afterthought. And then when you get a chance to actually eat the pussy, you find out the position your woman likes her pussy ate in, maybe it's on the back, the front, the side, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start to understand to use your tongue. You got to get that tongue after you've been eating the small pinprick hole. You got to learn how to use your tongue so that it goes, you stick your tongue as deep in that pussy as possible. You got to stick your tongue. You pull that woman to you and stick that tongue as deep in that pussy as possible. A lot of motherfuckers are scared to actually stick their tongue down in the pussy. You got to stick that tongue
That's a beautiful feeling.
I know. Shit. I got some testimonies on this motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a beautiful feeling.
You
got
to stick
baby.
That tongue deep down. Pull your woman right to you. Bitch, come here. Pull that motherfucker. Don't run from this motherfucker. Hold still.
Don't
stick
run.
That motherfucking tongue deep down in that motherfucker as you can. It's a small dick and move it around. That's why you got to work on
yes.
your tongue, too. Get that motherfucker strong. Do tongue. I do tongue exercises and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Damn,
yeah.
Man, I can lift up a bottle with this motherfucker.
Oh, goodness.
And use it and stick it down in that motherfucker like a 2-inch dick. And twirl it around and shit. And use that tongue. If you do that shit, you will have some different results from your woman. She will start
yes,
to appreciate
indeed.
You. She would start to cook dinner for you. She would start to iron your motherfucking drawers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, we do operate under a different influence. We do operate under a loving influence. Yes, yes. Now, I want you to go ahead and tell everybody how they can locate you and what you got going on. What does Dr. Mutwaska have going on right now?
Okay, well, I'm eating pussy as much as I can, first off.
Okay.
So I am doing that. I'm basically semi-retired, so I'm talking about it. You know, as you know, I'm involved with two women. I have two wives, so I'm only eating two pussies at this moment. But I am looking for more. But it's got to be a special type of woman based on
mm-hmm.
the criteria that I'm looking for. Meanwhile,
right.
you can find me on Facebook, Right Reverend Dat Negga, N-E-G-G-A, Right Reverend Dat Negga, N-E-G-G-A, thenegachurch.org. You can get my book, which is called The Immortality Guide, also known as The Immortal Nigger, which talks about how we can take care of our health, how we can live longer than what society tells us we're supposed to live by eating the way that is specific to you. Not no other race, but it's specific to the black body. This is why I wrote the book. So you can find me on there. You can find me on YouTube. Just type in my name, Mutwaz, MOOTWAHZ, also 314-875-0482. If you're having a problem with health, legal, or sex, any of that, whatever you're trying to do, I'm about the salvation, basically, of black folks and niggas, because it's time we start coming up and changing our whole program around. So that's what I'm about.
Good, good. Also, What about your radio show, People's Healing Church?
The People's Healing Church, I come on when I come on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Dude, nigga, I come on like a nigga. I don't, you know, I'm like
so
a
So where can
tonight.
They go listen to archive shows?
Check it out on the, just type, go on Google and type in Dr. Mutwa's blogtalkradio.com/Mutwa's. And you will, I mean, manifestation, that's what it is. Blogtalkradio/manifestation. And that will bring you up to my show, the People's Healing Church, and I come on when I come on. So that's when you can link up with me. But I'm on daily. Generally, well, I take a lot of time off, but on Facebook, you can get a lot of my postings. You can get a lot of information that I'm dropping about whatever, including how to put side correctly, how to fuck correctly. For those who know,
okay.
Not for the experts.
Okay. Now, any last words? Got 1 minute. Any last words you want to go ahead and give us to round that off, that conclusion on how to eat side proper?
Right. The eating the pussy out proper is just what I left off with. Was the last thing was number one thing is take your time, ask your woman questions about how she likes her pussy ate. Number two, start paying attention when you're getting ready to do that, and don't be in a hurry. Take your time and slow down your games. Come out of the world how the world has taught us about. How to make love. Get totally away from that and raise your shit up to a very different spiritual level, and you'll do a lot better. And, you know, learn how to nibble them thighs and take your time and all of that, and you'll do a lot better when you're starting to make love to eating the pussy out proper.
Okay. Okay. Well, we want to thank you again for joining us here at Honey Soul Radio. You know I always love when we get together, so.
Yes. I love the sugar.
Yeah. I like that Mr. Goody. Y'all, I have those links up in the chat room for those of you in the chat room. You want to go ahead and check out Dr. Mutwa's right there on Facebook. And also go to thepeopleshealing.com and check out the Immortality Guide. And remember that the Nigga Sutra will be dropping in 2013. So we will hear from him back once again during that time so that we go ahead and promote that book. So. Also, we want to thank you for joining us. We couldn't do this without you. Please join us again right here on Honey Soul Radio Tuesday, September 26th, for yet another sweet episode. And for all of your fun-loving boudoir accessories, visit us online at honeyloveromance.com. Love is L-U-V. And also, fan us on Facebook, facebook.com/honeyloveromance. Check us out. Honey Soul Facebook page is facebook.com/honeysoulradio, all one word, and add a little honey to your flavor and read sexy at honeyloveromancemagazine.com. Live in the sensual and love in the delicious. Now remember, to make your love, keep your love. Was that a big old kiss
you
I got
honey,
from you, Doc? Thank you. Me, honey, and sugar. Good. Now make good love and keep your love alive and vibrant. Exploring your sensuality. Enjoy passion and experience all six senses, with the sixth being love. Take the time to cultivate passion and pleasure. Give yourself permission to honor your sensuality and birth those ideas, visions, and things that only sexual creativity and love can make manifest. Celebrate and embrace all you are. Be love and be loved. Until we meet again, Honey Soul Radio, good night.
I love my mojo.
Yeah, I want to
show my mojo. Like the rain to the dirt, from the vine to the vine.